Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Sand of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Yep, I think we're on now. Microphone seems to be working. So just checking. Yep, that's all working. Chat room is open. I'm not sure whether Dina is here with me or not, but we're going to find out. Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I wasn't sure though whether you were here or whether that would be. I tried to get the relay room working this evening so we could do the video to the Facebook, but sadly it doesn't work. It used to put on more. Okay. Now then, at the start of the show, I can say that we only have one call in the call queue at the minute. We're here for 2 hours. We'll finish at 11, ladies and gents. So get your calls in nice and early. Can you say hello to Kathleen?
Hi, Dina. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. You okay?
Okay. I was wondering what you pick up around me.
Right. Okay. Hang on, I'm just getting to my chair.
Okay, take your time.
Okay. So I just switched the washing machine off. Okay, right. Okay. Kathleen. What's your star sign, Kathleen?
I'm sorry, what's my what?
Star sign.
Oh, I'm a Leo.
When... Oh,
August
Leo.
August 4th.
Okay, so you're right in there. So, when you're high, you're high. When you're low, you're low. It's kind of
yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
That Leos make great friends. Do you
yep.
make good friends? But
I don't. I can't say I have a lot, but I think I'm a very devoted friend.
Well, you might have two, and you'd be a really good friend.
Yeah.
You don't have to have lots. You know what I mean? I haven't got lots. I've got my sister's my best friend, and I've got a few friends. But you always seem to have drama around you. Leo and Pisces out the zodiac. Always in someone else's, or someone causes drama, or you're kind of like, oh dear, about this and that. Okay, I'm just going to shuffle some cards, Kathleen.
Mhm.
Right, Kathleen. There's I don't know if it's a dog or a cat, but it's small in spirit. It's a small dog or a cat.
I'm allergic to cats. I have two dogs in spirit.
Okay, well, your dogs are saying hi. Okay, I'm just seeing fur and I'm just seeing walking around, but they're small, you know, they're not large, large. Okay.
No, they're tiny.
Right. Okay, Kathleen, people poking the nose in around you, okay? So you need to be looking at that again. Who is, you know, like someone's having a say and you don't want them to have a say, but they have a say anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
I don't know that is going on right now, but I know people like that.
Well, you've got people like that around you. Okay. You need time to yourself, Kathleen. So it's about thinking about your life, where you're going in life. It's you've got to be thinking about yourself, not other people.
That's the problem.
So,
I have too much time.
Well, thinking about yourself, do you feel a bit broke at the moment, Kathleen?
Yes,
looking
very
at money.
Broke.
Right.
Financially and physically.
Well, it's all to do with you, because I'm looking at you, yourself, and I, and I'm just feeling broke. So if that's physically feeling broken, that's physically feeling broken, or financial. I'm getting both. You've got to be looking at that. Okay. Right. Do you know the name Michelle?
I have two neighbours by that name.
Oh, it's your neighbours. Okay. When have you seen a Michelle, your neighbours?
Well, I'm stuck in this apartment and it's winter, so I don't get out. But there's two. One's a heavy set one's a thinner one.
I don't know which one it is, but anyway, is your dad in spirit, Kathleen?
My dad, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, your dad's around you at the moment, okay?
Oh, good, because I never hear from him.
Well, that's who I'm going to be using as well. And he must be looking at your neighbours, saying you've got Michelle as a neighbour, okay? Because, you know, they say a name for a reason. So what it is, it's about where you live. Okay. Now, you've got to be looking. There's some good news coming for you, Kathleen. You know,
kind of
like, you need the good news. You want the good news. It's kind of like, celebrate some good news. You've got to be looking, you know, like bank bills and stuff like that.
Financial,
you've got to be looking at things like that. So, and I want to say, I don't know if I want to say bank or I want to say bills, but it's looking at all things like that and working all that out, sorting out bills, sorting out bank and stuff like that. You know legalities. Oh, well, your dad's with you today then, Kathleen.
I was on the bank. With the bank, the phone with the bank today.
Yeah.
Going over
right.
My checking. Yeah.
Well, your dad's with you today then. Okay. Because I wrote down like bank bills, looking at things, checking things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, where's the name David?
I don't know of one at this time.
In the past, did you know a David?
Not that I can think of.
Well, your dad's saying the name David. So there's no David in the family, or you know of one, or anyone's got one around?
David. No.
Remember the name David, okay? Because he's saying the name David. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to talk about money, Kathleen. This is looking at what you've got, what you spend, what you haven't got. It's all looking at regards money. Money situations, money. Okay? So it's figuring it out, looking at it, sorting it. Okay. Bit of gossip around you here. There's choices here. You know, choices in what to do, where to go. Choices, your choices. One you know, one you don't know, I want to say. So you've got to be looking at choices. Okay.
I have a dilemma going on right now, and I don't know which doctor to turn to.
Right. Kathleen, do you feel a bit fed up?
Bullshit's more like it, but yeah, that's a nicer way of putting it.
Yeah, well, I was being kind. I'm on the radio, and I don't know how many people.
Yeah,
listening.
I know.
Okay.
Know. Yes.
All right.
Very.
Well, I have got like shite. So you've got to look at the choices, but you've got to do a lot of talking, asking questions, and talking to people. Okay. So you've got to talk to them, talk to him, talk to her. You've got to do a lot of talking. But you need to stand back and look at the old bigger picture about you, what you're doing, where you're going, reevaluating life, what you want out of life. I've just got the whole shebang, okay? So I've just got, you've got to be looking at everything. It's rebirth of feeling a bit broke again. So it's money issues you've got to be looking at for sure, okay? So you need to look at that for sure. You just need to stand back and look at what's happening in your life? What's not happening? I want to go, what is and what's not, what isn't? So you do need to look at what is okay and what isn't. What isn't okay? You need to be doing a lot of talking to people. So you need to, I just get banter asking questions, telling them, asking them. So you do need to do a lot of talking. Okay.
Asking
there
who?
Is anybody that you need to ask something. So,
it's the only ones I would have any questions for would be two different doctors, and I don't know which one to go with. I am so confused.
This is your choices. Now, I'm going to say to you, Kathleen, there's a bit of a waiting game. Wait and see. There's a reason, you know, that you kind of wait. And I've just got, give it time, it'll come to you. But you have got choices, and I think you need to talk to both of them. Because I've just
I have an appointment with both of them, yeah.
Right. Wait and see. Wait and see at the appointment. Wait and see what they've got to say. I'm even down, Kathleen. So take a piece of paper and a pen and jot things down. Ask some questions before you go. Right. Because they're going. Oh, right. Well, they're showing me. Well, your dad show me. A piece of paper, and I've got little stars on the left-hand side with some questions. And then I'm doing an arrow across because that's where I'm going to write the answers. Okay? So you do need to talk to both, look at both, but you're going to have to stand back and look. I feel you've got the answer when you've talked to both of them.
Well, I have one appointment with one next week. Then I have one with the other one the following week. Do you have an idea which one would be more beneficial for me that would help me?
I will tell you because I've just shuffled and I thought, do the cards and I've just got one this week or next week, you know, like talk to both. You have got choices. It is the one that off. What's her name?
One is Dr. Tacor, T-H-A, Mikkel or something like that. I think he's Indian. The other one is Filipino. His name is Dr. Henry T, T-Y. he basically did my surgery on me. He did my cervical spine. It came out great.
I like the one you just said, the second one. Yeah, the T.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I should just go back to him. And you know what? I was really looking for an attorney for some time to take this case. But now I'm thinking God probably didn't want me to find one because he's probably going to be the one in the long run that does help me.
Right. Now, there is some offerings. Oh, I don't know which one it is, but I'm not medical. I don't usually talk medical, actually, Kathleen. I usually bypass it. But I am being drawn to... There is offers of that, and I'm getting the second doctor, just my arms went. So, and you said he's done surgery before then. Okay, but I just got a like a goosebump ping on the second doctor. So you need to see T. Yes, the T. Yeah. So you need to see what's on offer because I've just got communicating. But I have still got both. So I am going with both. And then you've got to make your mind up because I've just got, you're going to wrestle with this kind of thing. But, oh, I'm T. Okay, you're spelling T.
T-Y.
I'm going with T. Yeah, I'm going with that one. The second one. Okay.
The thing is, I didn't think I'd be left like this after he did my back surgery. But the other doctor's office was thinking of a spinal cord stimulator, but when if it worked, if I had the permanent one, he said my case is too complex. He'd have to send me to another doctor for the permanent one if I had it, and I don't even know if that's the route to go. Plus, his office screws up all my appointments, and I'm saying, you know. He came highly recommended, but I don't know if they're all fly-by-nights.
I know people that come highly recommended. that I'm going to
maybe
buy a kitchen.
Maybe it works for them, but I don't think it's going to work for me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I've got no faith in this girl at the kitchen. I was going to go buy a kitchen, saw her, chatted, and I've got no faith in her because she keeps going, I'm thinking, no, so I've asked for a bloke to come out because I've got no faith in her. It's the one you have faith in, Kathleen, and you've got to have faith.
I don't know if this Dr. T is going to want to do another surgery on me and if it will work or what you think he's going to want to do.
He might, you know, like there's a waiting game, whatever it is, there is a waiting game. So this is wait and see, give it 6 months to what both of them say.
Oh, no.
And...
I've been in this house for 2 years.
So another few months won't make no difference because I've just got to give it a few months to see. You need to stand back and evaluate.
I want to be out this summer.
Well, you could. So when would you have the surgery?
I'm supposed to go March 20th for a trial for a spinal cord stimulator. They put a battery and leads in your back, and you have a remote, and it's supposed to help, supposedly, with, you know, moving my legs. But I don't know if I want something foreign in my back. I'm not sure I even like the doctor, but Dr.
Is that
T,
the first one?
Yeah.
Dr.
Right. T, I don't know what you think he would do for me. I see him... not next Thursday. I have decor, the first one. The second one, Dr. T, I have the week after on a Tuesday. I don't know see him doing for me.
I just got, this is banter talking to see what he comes up with. And you've got to go at the end of the day, what you feel comfortable with. You know, you said you don't want a foreign aid in your body. You know, it's kind of, who would really? But what's the trials on it? What's the success rates and stuff like that?
Yeah, I got everyone's different. That's what the first doctor told me. And this doctor, T, all I want him to do is get me to walk again and get my strength back so I can climb stairs, not fall, and to drive a car. Now, he mentioned about a spinal fusion at one point, but he says that can leave you worse off.
So I just feel you're going to have options on the table, and you're going to have to take your time in thinking about it. You know, it's nothing you can say, yes, I'll have that day. I feel you've got to go away and get all the information, go away, mull it over, look it up, and, you know, there's usually forums on all this kind of stuff, isn't there?
I know.
For and against.
Well, let me ask you this. This would help with an answer. Do you see me getting a car? Because if you see that, then it would tell me that I feel comfortable driving and that my walking is better.
Right. Can you have one that you just do with your hands?
Have what to do with my hands?
A car.
That you do with your hands?
Yes.
What do you mean? You need the you got to work the pedals with your foot. Well, I don't get what you're saying.
No, there's one car that for disabilities that you can do with your hands. I saw it on the telly once.
No, that must be so.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Okay.
No.
Right. It would be.
It's even getting out of the car and walking properly.
Okay. And you've been like this for 2 years?
Well, my surgery was December 2017, but a year before it, or I should say the summer before it, is when I hurt my back. But I sold my car in November of 2017, and I haven't had one since. And I've been housebound.
Mm. Okay. Do you have physio and stuff? Did you have physio at the time?
You know, at first, before all this, I went to a chiropractor. I went to physical therapy. I had a physical therapist come in here. I don't see it doing much good unless you see that as an option for me walking.
Physiotherapy, I saw.
Physical therapy.
Yeah. Physiotherapy.
You see physical therapy?
Yeah. That's what I wrote
down.
Do
you know how long it would be before I get better?
I'm not medical, Catherine. I don't usually talk this far on medical issues. I've wrote down physiotherapy. And that's getting your muscle. Is that building your muscles and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, I was told I have permanent nerve damage in both legs.
My sister, who's diabetic, very bad, she's got nerve damage. She has to take morphine. But she drives. She's got an automatic, but she drives.
Yeah, I always drove an automatic, but it's just falling and...
Well, it's getting your legs going first, isn't it, before you think about a car.
I know, because that's what I'm saying. That's why I asked when you saw a car.
I'm going with the tea, and I'm going with physiotherapy.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. Have you got a friend whose heir is Saggy Leo, a woman? She's 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s around you that you see?
30, 40, 50, 60. I have a girlfriend. I don't see her all the time, but she's...
Right.
Her birthday's the 4th of July. What's that, a Cancer?
No, that's a Cancer. No, I'm going on a fire sign, Aries, Saggy, Leo.
Well, I'm a Leo. I don't know.
No, this is Aries, Saggy, or another Leo, because I just get a friend, you know, maybe to meet, I don't know, but I'm getting that sign for you.
Is it a male or female?
Female.
Okay,
And you know, I've wrote down emotions. You know emotions that you want to do it, you want to get on. I feel you need to put, emotional is all on your left side, physical is all on your right side, as when I do healing. I just feel it's all emotions running high. And I feel you need to do like physical. So you need to balance yourself. So I just feel you need to like wait and see what the both doctors say and see what Mr. T says.
Okay.
That's what I'd be hoping for. That's your reading, Kathleen.
Thank you so much, Deanna.
Okay.
And thank you for spending all the time you did with me. I appreciate it so much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay. So everything seems to be working good this evening. Okay. Right. Now then. Line two is Jackie.
Hello?
I'm here, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I had you muted.
All right. All right, sorry. How'd you spell your name?
J-A-C-Q-U-E.
Oh, Q-U-E, I'm dyslexic. So it's Jackie.
It's Jackie, yes.
Jackie.
I stopped spelling it the other way a very long time ago.
Oh, right.
I changed my
name. I'd never put a Q in a Jackie, but I'm dyslexic. Okay. Jackie, I'm just going to do some cards for you. Jackie, I'm just writing down, who is 57 around you?
Who is what?
57 in age. Your husband.
Yeah?
Yeah. 57. Okay. I don't know why they brought him in. There's a lovely woman in spirit. Now, I don't know if it's his mum or your mum or a grandmother figure. I don't know. It's a lovely woman come in. She's like, I think she died like in her 70s. 70s, yeah. Who was that, to you or him?
Well, my mother died 79. I'm not sure how old his mother was, but he was pretty close up my mother.
No, this woman's in her 70s, so it's your mother. Okay, so she was 79. Okay, right.
Yes.
I'm going to use your mother, but it's something about your husband. Is he on about his age at 57? Has he mentioned his age?
No, but I think he's thinking about it because he recently lost his job, and age is always a factor. Yeah.
Right. This is an age factor because your mum's going like 57, so it is a factor to your husband,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him age is just a number. Okay. Jackie, I'm just going to do... Well, it's about money. Okay, this is about money. You, him, doing what you do or doing something different. So this is emotional about money, okay? So this is sad about money. Okay, there is choices in jobs that he can do. This is about your husband, sorry, not about you. This is, he can do what he knows to do or he can do something totally different. There is opportunities... Because I've just got, he's hit a crossroads. So he's got to look at what he's done, what his capabilities are, and what he can do. So it's about jobs. Okay. So it's about him. Okay. This is for you. You know, kind of like life is going up and down at the moment. Up, down. Right. Have you had a row lately?
Did I have what?
Have you had a row? You know, like arguing. Have you had an argument?
I mean, the tensions are kind of high because I have some issues with some relatives, but... And I know he's kind of tensed.
This is for you, not him now. I've knocked him out. This is you... I was going like row arguments. This is boiling. This is like frustrations, getting your air off with someone. And I've just got choices to either say this or don't say nothing. You have got choices. Okay. So mm-hmm. I've just got don't row. Like I'm just writing down the word peace. Right. You've got a big decision to make. You and your husband. Big decision. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's his sign? What's his sign?
He's an Aries.
Oh, right, because I've got an Aries Sagittarius man on the table. Is he over 32?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you I've got him on the table.
You said, who did you say?
Your partner is an Aries.
Yes.
Your husband. Yeah? I've got him on the table.
Yes.
Right. Is it you or him that wants to move?
Both of us want to move.
Okay, right. He will be talking about moving. Okay. I just get there's a bit of an interference around you. People poking the nose in, saying what's good for him, what's good for you. Mm-hmm. And especially around him, actually, because I've just got try and move. You know, it's kind of like if you can move, move. Okay. I've just got opportunities, move. Okay. This is about money coming in. So it is about money. Okay, I'm just doing a few cards. This is talking relationships and money. What can you bring in? What can he bring in? This is about money coming in, looking how much is coming in, looking at the bills mm-hmm. going out. So I've just got kind of like starting again, choices, doing anything. So, you know, it's like, he takes a job that he doesn't want to do, but it's to bring the money in until he mm-hmm. looks for choices. Okay. I've just got, you need, I just keep writing down the word peace. So you do need a bit of peace around you both. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is, okay, where actually do you want, how far would you want to move? How far would he want to move from where you live now?
It's very close. We're actually working on the home now. It was
right.
My parents' home, but there was
okay.
interference with some relatives who shortchanged me over the years. And
was,
you know,
was
now
it a woman in particular, Jackie? Was it a woman in particular?
A sister and a brother. But the brother is in the way, yeah.
Right, okay, I'm talking about the woman. That's your sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because this is a, you know, like emotionally, you say, why? Why? Why?
Right.
Take the why out of it. And I've got, you need to stand your ground. You are going to move. You will be moving. But you've got to take the why and emotions out of it. Then you have to look
mm-hmm.
at her emotions. I'm looking at your sister's emotions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all that. Okay, right. Right. You've got choices.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think kind of like lies to you? Who's the liar around you?
I would say either a son or his brother.
Right. There is somebody telling you lies. I will tell you that. And one, it's about money. One,
mm-hmm.
it's about you need to take no bullshit off them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think, oh, God, they're telling a lie, it is a lie, okay, because you have some more to come. Okay. You need, there will be a job. There will be a job for your husband. But I just got, he's got to take what he can.
Mm-hmm.
And then choose. It's about job offers. Your husband's got to talk to another man. I think it's somebody that he actually knows about a job.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have to take that job before he takes another job, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah? So
mm-hmm.
I've just got whatever's on offer. I don't know if it's labouring or doing something for somebody, but there is there. So less money than what he's earned, but to, you know, like to tide over, do that
mm-hmm.
until you get another job. Is there anything you want to ask?
I have a brother that's lingering around the property, and this brother
rocked me in the past. Yeah,
he's
what is it about?
He's a Leo.
Right. Okay.
And I'm hoping he moves on.
Right. Now, I will tell you this. We're going to do your brother, Leo. Okay. He doesn't listen to you or anybody else, nor he will, nor he has never. Okay. It's going to be up and down, but I've just got, you know, like shit hits the fan kind of thing. So this is kind of like he is there, okay? He is there causing trouble. He's going to be there causing trouble. I do get there is a way out, okay? This is all about money. It is about money. Does he want, like, a payoff? Does he want some money?
Right. Yes, but he always wants money. He sold properties and never gave me my proceeds when the court put me in charge. Now he shows up out of nowhere.
I am going to tell you something. He's going to come back and ask for some money. Okay. And you need to find out your rights, what you can do. You need, like, action, footwork, because this is like, you know, it's almost like saying, well, I'm just going to wait till he comes back to ask again. Well, this is like, you need to shut the door. You need to say no, because you need to stand your ground with him. Okay. Spirit, they're with you. Okay. They're very much with you. So they're looking over you, trying to sort stuff. He is coming back to tell lies. Now, you need to cut free. It is about property, home, money. There's lies. Okay. So he is going to come back and tell lies. He is going to want a sum of money, and it's almost like saying, look, give me so-and-so and I'll go away. But it isn't that. He will come back, so he's lying to even say that. He's causing storms about money. There's more storms to come regarding money for you. Okay, intuition tells you what information, who do you go and talk to about it? What do you do about it? I just get... No one's knocking your door to help you. So you've got to use intuition. What is it? What you can do? And you just got to follow your intuition. It's going to come back. So it doesn't matter if you give him bloody £5,000. It's still come back because he'll spend it. So he's rubbish with money.
Yes. Yes.
Well... That's the root cause. He's rubbish with money. Okay. What does he do with his money? So you've got to look at that.
He spends it on women. He gambles.
Right. I won't give him a penny. I'll go in. You need to shut the door on this. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to shut and bolt the door. Because I'm telling you now, he knows then. Oh, I'll go back. I'll get some more. And from whatever means, blackmailing, emotional, he's going to come back. He lies. Yep. He lies about his money. He lies about his money. Has he bought a truck? A car?
I'm not sure. I don't know if he bought a truck, but he has several cars.
Well, car. Okay. I just see vehicle, truck, car. See, we say cars here, you say trucks over there. Okay. I've just got about cars. So, yeah, sell a car. I just feel money means nothing to him, but it means everything to you. So he's kind of like, doesn't know how to handle money. So it's just a wastage. But okay, the vision I'm getting is kicking him up the bum. Okay, so that's it. No more. Kick up the bum. He needs to kick up the bum. That he can't keep doing this. That he's going to try and he just can't. But I just get two people lying to you. It's not just one, it's two people. Okay? All right. They're both male. There's two. Okay. They go on your better nature, your kind side. You need to be bringing out your hard side. You're not doing them no favours by saying yes. So I think you need to start saying no. End of no. You're not helping them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. I just get on with your life. Stop giving money. Stop helping other people and help yourself. Is somebody going to give you money because your husband's not working at the moment? You know, I just get on with it. Use your intuition. Don't. I just got. Do not bring soppiness into it. You know, don't bring emotional feelings into it. Don't let them. Oh, because they're feeding off it, off your emotional side. You need to be hard. That's your reading. Just be hard. I've just got kick up the bum is to be hard. Okay. You're not his mother. You're not your brother's mother. Your son, I'm like, that's another story. I think you need to be harder with him. You know, like offering a meal. Yes, you know, come round for tea. That's a meal. Mm-hmm. When they go, can you lend me money? Can you give me money? That's no. Go out and work for it. Go out and get it. Stop spending. So I just feel you have two people lying, two males lying around you, and it's got to stop. So you're in charge of your own destiny. You can say no. Just say no. Okay?
Okay. I know I'm going to eventually have to go back to court to try to get this house. And a lot of it depends on finances as well and how I'll go about getting it and settling everything. And then,
well,
you know, my husband just lost his job recently in a fire.
He's going to have to take anything that is offered to him. I just feel he's got a friend or work colleague that can offer him something. He's just going to have to make phone calls and get something, whatever he can.
Okay.
Make the calls.
Okay.
He's not past it at 57. I think you need to tell him that. Tell him I told you that. He's not past it at 57. Okay?
All right, right. Yeah, they were just hoping that they would rebuild their job, but that won't happen anytime soon.
God, he's not past it at 57, so he will get work. He will get a job. Okay.
Okay.
I just got from Spirit, keep smiling. You need to keep smiling. But I keep going, no, no, no. So you got to start saying no to people, and that's that.
Okay.
That's what you need to do. Okay. That's your reading. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie. Well,
thank you.
We've had two callers so far, Dina. And I don't know what's going on in America, but it's a very slow night. I think maybe that people have got confused a little bit, and they might have seen the post up, because we've changed the time of the show from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and then back to 9 o'clock again. So the people might have got a little bit confused, but we're going to play a little piece of music, see what happens. So, ladies and gents, we'll play a little bit of music for you, see what happens, and hopefully we'll get some more lovely callers. But in the meantime, I've got something else that I just want to remind people of. Hello, this is Ken speaking on behalf of Psychic Choice Radio. Close monitoring. A $1 donation will be forcefully implemented following tonight's broadcast. Those who can clearly show or state payment will get a place in the call queue above those who have not two, but not limited to, 8 people per 2-hour show. I repeat, close monitoring of a $1 donation will be forcefully implemented. Those who can clearly show or state payment will get a place in the call queue above those who have not paid, up to but not limited to 8 people per 2-hour show. Thank you. Well, okay, we did say that we're going to play a piece of music. The advert there obviously speaks for itself, just a little advert. But forcefully implemented, what does that mean? It means that basically nobody was taking much notice, and they were calling in towards the end of the 2-hour show, having not paid, and then expecting us to go over into archive time for nothing. And I'm thinking, well, if you can't call in during normal time and just happily donate a dollar, then please don't bother calling in the late hours and expecting us to go over, because it's not going to happen anymore. And that's just forcefully implemented. It just means that we will actually start monitoring people who do and people who don't, because it's not really fair. People that actually donate regular, they should actually get a call that night above people that can't be bothered. And people that can't be bothered will just stay down in the call queue, and they'll be lucky if they get a call at all. It's not that we're throwing those people out and saying that they can't have a reading on the show. It just means that, you know, we've got to start giving a little respect to those that actually respect us. Yeah? And that makes sense to me anyway. If you can donate, then you deserve to get a reading that night. And we can't guarantee, because we can only fit between 8 to 9 people into a 2-hour show. If we go over 8, we're doing very well. You know, it's say 7 to 10 minutes per person in 2 hours, 8 people. It's just not really practical to do anymore. But we have done it. It really depends on the length of the reading. 775, come to you in just a moment. I'm going to find something there to play for you. So let me see what we've got. I have something just for a couple of minutes, just to see whether we get any more callers.
That we're going to be free. You and me will touch the sky. We're all the same, and life is just a symbol.
Not many groups left these days that can pattern sing like that. I call that pattern singing because the four of them were, I think there was five of them actually. Oh, there were four tops. There wouldn't be five, would they? No, they wouldn't be called the four tops if there was five of them. No, there was actually four. I've seen them maybe three times altogether when they came to Birmingham. So every time they came to Birmingham, I went to see them. So fortunate there then. But they were always in sync. Yeah, the voices were always in sync with each other. So that was Eddie and one of my favourite groups of all time. So there you go. Just love that type of music. And it's sad to see that it's not a lot of that type of music around now. So Motown. Motown. All right. Let me see then. Oh, we do have another caller, actually. We have Janet sitting in there waiting. So let's bring Dina back online.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Janet.
Actually, my name's Linnell.
Oh, you just said Janet. Okay.
I know. That was weird. That's okay.
Okay.
Can you spell
your name?
Yes. Lanell.
Lanell. L. Linnell. Okay.
Yes.
Right. We spoke before.
We did last week. We did, and I wanted to thank you. I loved the song that you shared or helped me get from my dad, and that was great. And re-listened to it, and a lot of things made sense, and it made me feel really good. So I wanted to say you sound much better. So I'm glad your cough didn't last very long.
I had to work it through. I took tablets that made me drain, but I worked through the week. When I do readings, Linnell, I can never remember, you know, I have clients and they come and they go, when I last come to I'm like, I can't remember your reading. I can't remember the song. Did I tell you a song?
It was a Whitney Houston song, I Will Always Love You.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, right. And that meant something. Yeah?
It did, actually. The whole, I never really listened to the first words of the song, but it was the way I had felt for many, many years. So it was wonderful.
So, oh, right.
Okay. And I hope you had a great birthday.
I did. I went out with, well, my mum, my sisters, they're all ill and they're all sat coughing, but we had a good time. We had a lovely dinner.
Good.
Right,
good.
Linnell, can you say a number between 1 and 10?
4.
Okay, I'm just going to shuffle some cards. What's your star sign, Linnell?
My son is a Leo. My moon is Taurus. My rising
now, what's
is
your day?
Aquarius.
Just tell me the date of your birthday.
August 8th. So, and then the day is 9.
Okay, so you're a Leo.
I am.
Yeah, okay. I don't go with all the moon rising. I go with traits and star signs. So your trait is a fire sign. And fire signs, when you're up, you're up. When you're down, you're down. One week you use logic and one week you use your heart. And I always say to a fire sign, use both. This is what I think. This is what I feel. Put them together and you have your answer. That's what I say to fire signs.
I like that.
Yeah. Right. Well, your trait, second Leo tonight, your traits, Pisces and Leos, out the 12 signs, have drama, always something going on, never a dull moment. Never a dull moment with a Leo, I must say. And you do make great friends. You might have one or two, but you are there. So if somebody's going through something, you would text them, you would be there for them. So, you know, I have 5 Leo friends, and they make me laugh. They make me laugh. What they get up to and what they do. Okay. You must know someone else. You must have either a family member or a friend, a woman, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. She's not less than 30. Aries, Sag, or Leo, a woman around you.
Okay. In spirit, you mean?
No, alive.
Oh,
alive. They're alive.
Okay.
Okay, because I get this is the fire woman to your side, alive. That support. Okay. And now, who is trying for a baby? Who wants one? There's someone around you.
I don't know if they want a baby. They're planning children, but.
Well, that's planning. I never said when. This is about trying, talking babies. Somebody is, okay? I just want to say that. This is.
Yeah, we have
spirit.
A lot of them coming in right now. I mean, like, they're all in, like, belly.
Right.
There's a few in the family.
Well,
so.
Someone's talking, trying, and saying when they're going to try. It might not be till next year, but someone is. Okay.
Okay.
Life for
okay.
you, Linnell, is a bit up and down. Roller coaster stuff, actually. What I want to say to you is, you know, what am I writing down? Neg, pos. Right, you know, negative, positive.
Yes.
You need to, like, I just feel you need to ditch some negative people. You know, like, same shite, different day, different year. So last year, they're still moaning this year about last year. Same thing. Okay. You've got someone around you in your ear. They're talking about the same thing that I talked about last year.
Yes.
Yeah? Right. Because
yeah.
I want to say to that person, I can't listen to it anymore. Change.
Right.
Do something.
Right.
I want to shake them. and say, stop talking about it.
Yeah, their idea.
Do
it's
something.
Like, you don't get it? You don't get it?
Right. Yeah. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
They're not getting it. Okay.
No.
Right. Now, why am I giving? I'm just seeing, like, bin liners, bags for stuff to go out your home. You know, like a clear out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm in the midst of that. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's get on with it. I'll tell you what Spirit is saying. They're making me laugh, saying, let's pretend we're having a moving weekend. What won't you want to take? And that's like Friday to Sunday night, anything and everything. I'm just seeing the front door go out to the skip, to the tip, to the charity shops. I'm just seeing stuff going out. I'm going in cupboards. They're showing my cupboards in my office. They're showing me cupboards, getting everything out. What do I want to keep? You put back in. And, oh, my God, I've got some space. They're then opening wardrobes and shoes and coats and clothes. And I'm like, I'm stood there trying it on. Oh, that don't fit no more. Out. You need a good clear out.
Yes, I'm doing that. I'm also dealing with about 10 feet of snow. But you know what? I give each one apt attention. But I will get more diligent on taking a box out the door with me every day. How's that? I'll take a box out with me every day.
Oh, we're on it. We're on it. Okay, on it.
That's a good goal. I got that.
Okay. Lynell, they're making me laugh. I can hear some giggling. Okay. Are you good at giving advice?
Yes. Very well. Yes.
Take your own.
Yes. It's getting louder. It's getting louder, I'm happy to say.
They're laughing, saying, take your own. Okay. You've got to be bargain hunting. You know, like bargains, it's that much there, but I might be able to get cheaper there. Do you shop on the internet?
I do shop on the internet. Not a ton, but I just learned that I can get free delivery and I don't have to drive 2 hours. And that was quite
right.
That was exciting to find.
That's a bargain.
Just for
staples.
Just for staple, like staple foods. But I don't like spend money online. Per se, like wastefully.
Right. But that's a bargain. Get it free delivered. You ain't got to drive 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm very good at that. I'm very good at finding a bargain. That's usually the only time I purchase something. Yes.
Right. Because that's what I'm like, yes. Are you pleased when you get a bargain or free delivery? Are you pleased?
Yeah.
Because I've just got to be pleased. Right. Lynell, I'm writing down the word F-E-A-R, fears. What's your fears?
Bad habits that I'm not aware of yet. A little bit.
What do you mean by that?
Not crippling. As you start, through an awakening of some sort, you learn that habits in the past that you thought were yours aren't actually yours. And then you can let them go. And some of those are fearful because you've totally only blamed yourself. But you can release that one. So those used to be a pretty big fear. And every once in a while, I'll get another one of those. So
don't do it.
Those are little fears.
Okay. Right. I've just got, okay. I'm writing down piggy in the middle. Where do you feel... piggy in the middle between people.
Piggy?
No, you know, like piggy in the middle, you're trying to please that person, don't want to say to that person. If someone says about that person, you're piggy in the middle.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You're being a bit piggy in the middle about this, okay. Okay. I've just got, you know, when you hear some gossip, somebody says about somebody else, and if you think they're wrong about what they say about someone else, do you speak up?
Yes. If I think they're being
right.
cruel, yes, but not to be better than.
Right.
It's a different.
I'll tell you what, you're absolutely, I've just got a tick. You're absolutely right. Okay. I just feel you need to speak up about somebody, okay? When someone says about somebody, you need to say, actually, you're wrong, you know, and you need to, yeah. like, speak. You need to stand your ground and speak up. Right. Where do you want to go? Okay, I'm writing holiday. Where is the one place you want to visit but you can't afford it right now?
Okay. I want to go on a cruise. I want to go on
right.
a celebrity cruise with Colette. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. You will get there. You will get there. I just don't think it's yet. Yeah, you've got to save. You've got to, like, spirit is saying, keep the ambition. You'll get there. You'll get there. But I don't know. I can't say in the next 6 months. I can't say this year, next year. But you'll get there. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
you've got to keep the thought, the mind of that cruise. I've been on three, and I would go on one tomorrow. Yeah, I don't fly. I go from here, like sail from Southampton here. Okay, because
wow.
I can't fly to go on a cruise. But I'm just getting your destination is in sight, but. I don't know when.
Mhm.
Keep
yeah,
in your thoughts.
I will.
Save
I will
for it.
Actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
there
I'll be
anything
on
you
stage,
want to ask?
Actually. So that's kind of cool.
Listen, you'll get there. I've just got it's there. It's coming. You get there. Just keep it mind that you're going to be on it. You're going to be on the cruise.
Right. I was wondering if I was going to be moving or if I'm going to be establishing my new business where I live still. That's kind
okay.
of the question I have.
Is it moving and business the same thing?
I would have to. Yeah. But if I move, then the business would be different.
Right. Well, I will tell you something. Okay. Let's go. Okay. They're making me do a pair of eyes and putting the word looking. So you've got to keep looking. You have new ventures. You've got new things come in. You will be walking from the past. I've just got walking away from something to the future. Okay. They keep showing me a pair of eyes. I've had to write down a pair of eyes. It's keep looking. Look to see who you can talk to. There is, right, I want to say a water sign woman around you, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, to talk to. She's not less than 30. She's 30s, 40s, 50s. There is someone to talk to.
Okay.
This is about walking away. You have new ventures. New things. You've got new people to meet, actually. You need, you know, when, like, offers and you sit across a table, this is what I think, that's what I want to do. I just get, you need to be talking to somebody about what's on offer, what are you offering, what are they offering? That's what I want to say.
Okay.
You need to talk to somebody about that. It's a woman. Okay.
Right. I will keep my eyes and ears peeled.
I just get keep doing the clearing out.
Mm-hmm.
Something's gonna come back round for you. Okay. Where's the T name? T begins with T. I don't know if it's male or female, but it's T.
there's a Trevor or Taylor.
Okay. Who's that to you?
In spirit or on earth?
I have no idea. If they're in spirit, oh, they're coming through to be around you. If they're on the earth plane, it's for you to talk to.
Okay. I just got shivers when I thought of Trevor. So I'm going to go that way.
I've wrote down the word Trevor, actually. Okay. Who's Trevor to you?
Trevor is my brother.
I wrote down the word Trevor. Trevor
And he choked, so I'm sorry you're coughing. Choked.
Oh,
well. A lot.
I haven't coughed all day, actually. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's where that was. Yeah.
Okay. Trevor, your brother is around you. Okay. That's in spirit.
Yes, he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Trevor's with your dad, and you're going to be moving. Okay. I've just got moving. Okay. And then I've got an arrow forward, and I've got an arrow, you know, like moving home, moving jobs, moving. You need to be on the move. I just keep writing move. Okay. Trevor and your dad's trying to move you forward, move you to what you want to do, move. Okay. So it's on the cards. Okay. You know, full moon?
Yes.
Yeah?
Right.
Yes. When's the next full moon?
I think it's on the 19th. I think now I'm getting them all mixed up. I've been through so many eclipses and things lately that have been all in my sign. So they've all been very moving.
Are you into the full moon?
Yes.
Right. I'll just tell you what Trevor's saying. Trevor's just wrote down full moon. Okay. The next full moon, you get outside, you look at the moon, and you say, in order for me to be happy, I want. In order to move me forward, I would love. And you need to send it up to your dad, because there's two men around you. Are you right-handed?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Because they're stood on your right-hand side for some reason. Okay, you need to say, in order for me to move forward, I would like blah, 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 whatever you say.
Right,
And they're going, do the full moon stuff. Okay, they're there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to wish you love and light and keep singing that song anyway. Okay, all right.
I will. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
It's night here.
I've got to go out and shovel again. I've got about another foot of snow to get off the ground.
I've got a fear of snow. I've got a fear of snow.
Oh, that's too bad. I just fear what it's going to do to my back. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Well, if you're around me, I could help you not be afraid of it. I don't like it, but I don't fear it.
I nearly had a crash in the snow. I don't know how I missed the car, and I just don't do snow. And I got a 4x4, and everyone says, you got a 4x4, Dina? Yes, it's to get me home, not to get me out.
Yeah.
I live under hills, and it's horrendous. It comes up the door here, and I've got big hills. It slides down. And I'm like snowed in for 2 or 3 days. Hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're in right now. That's where we're in. So, but have a glorious day.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lindell. Okay. Wonderful. Oh. Just wait for that little button to clear. And that's what happens when people hang up. That little button takes ages to clear. And pop Dina just off the mic for just a moment. Have another little piece of music because we can. We've got plenty of time, 44 minutes and counting. But we've run out again. We've run out of calls again. And when we do run out, then there's not a lot we can do. It's to say... we can talk about donations for the next 44 minutes, but no, we're not going to do that. Put some music in and try and pass the time a little bit. We may go early, ladies and gents, because, you know, it really depends what happens in the next 10 minutes or so.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to mad me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes to show. I've got Friday on my mind. Go to hell for a little more food. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She would stay tonight. She's out of state. Nothing else that bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I changed that scene one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow
I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my trouble, that's what you do.
Oh, you've heard more than one track back to back there. I couldn't name them all because I can't damn well remember them anyway. I think what we're going to do, ladies and gents, we're going to get out of here. So we're going to leave you with one more piece of music as we go. And we're going to cut it early this evening because it's sad to say nobody is calling in at the moment. Don't prove me wrong now. I'm suddenly getting indicted now. They get 10 callers all at the same time. It's happened before. Dina is back with me tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. UK time, ladies and gents. So do tune in tomorrow evening there if you can. And we'll do it all again for you. So say good night to Dina. And Dina might on the mic for just a moment to say good night to you all. And we'll meet you all again tomorrow.
Good night, everybody. Phone in tomorrow night. Pay your $1 and ring in.
Wonderful. Okay. Right, that's it, ladies and gents. We're going to find something to play out with. I don't know what to say. Something we haven't played yet.
The light up before it.